The Interior Ministry has called on the police to improve security at the office of the government after environmental activists held a protest on its roof on Monday. Martin Petsina said he'd given the head of the country's police force, Aldrich Martinu, until Friday to propose ways to make the current traffic system around the building more secure. Greenpeace activists held up banners against a decision to greenlight the refitting of a CEZ-owned power station last week after using a truck with a cherry picker to get onto the roof of the office of the government. They succeeded in doing so despite the beefing up of security after members of the lobby group got onto the same building in October. Minister Petsina said the government didn't want to introduce a traffic change that would inconvenience the public, but said a one-way system should be considered. An investigation into the activities of 13 employees of the power giant CEZ, whose job was dealing with electricity theft, has been shelved by a state prosecutor's office in Olomouc, the news website idnes.cz reported. The 13 had been accused of trespassing and blackmail in connection with checks carried out on the premises of electricity consumers. An investigation into other members of the unit was halted 2 months ago. A spokesperson for the police's organised crime unit said it had been surprised by the state prosecutor's decision. Czech Tourism is starting its biggest ever advertising campaign aimed at encouraging Czechs to holiday in their own country. The state tourism body will spend over 70 million crowns, nearly 3.6 million US dollars, on television and radio adverts, with 85% of that money coming from EU funds. Launching the campaign in Prague on Tuesday, Regional Development Minister Rostislav Vondruška said in a time of economic crisis, holidaying at home was on the rise, while foreign trips were on the decrease. A new photography exhibition marking the 65th anniversary of the uprising of Czech citizens against the Nazi occupiers in May 1945 opened at Prague's Old Town Hall on Tuesday. The show, featuring around 140 pictures from that time, has been put together by the Military History Institute, the National Museum, and the Czech Union of Freedom Fighters. It will run until May 16th. Finally, a quick look at the weather. We can expect to see quite a bit of rain in the Czech Republic in the coming days, with temperatures reaching about 18 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.